Driving home after collecting our 11-year-old daughter from the train station, I asked what she thought about the word temptation. Without hesitating, she answered, "Mum's freshly baked warm cupcakes with lots of icing and extra candy sprinkles on top." Unknowingly, she helped me realize there is a growing gap between her generation and mine. In days gone by, temptation meant desiring something we might enjoy immediately or in the short term, but will later regret, or more practically, a lack of self-control. The goal when I was her age was to resist temptation. To the contrary, today giving in to temptation is considered good. It almost seems as if we want to be tempted more and more. There's a wonderful painting of a gray-haired, frail-looking Moses in flowing brown robes seated on a mountaintop, arms supported by his brother Aaron and slightly younger nephew Hur. Below, out of sight, the Amalekite War is in progress. It is entitled Victory, O Lord, and was painted in 1871 by John Everett Millais. Of the many battles fought by the Israelites, the Amalekite War, occurring shortly after leaving Egypt, enigmatically ended without a conclusive victory. In the book of Exodus, it says that when Moses lifted his hands, the Israelites prevailed, but when he lowered his hands, the Amalekites grew stronger. Despite a full day's effort, Joshua on the battlefield was only able to weaken the enemy. Some commentators believe the battle with Amalek symbolically represents our ongoing battle against temptation, and as such, it was never won. Looking at Millais' painting, one can't help but sense the world weariness in Moses' body. The list of pressures and temptations my daughter will face in her life includes problems far greater than resisting her mother's cupcakes. Overcoming temptation is a battle we will fight forever, but knowing we're in the battle and seeking help from others when we need it is the first step in overcoming them.